You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
We are here with Matthew Quick, and I just wanted to say thank you for coming on the show. And I really thoroughly enjoyed you and Laura chatting, two writers, two authors chatting about mental health, recovery, the art of writing, the purpose of writing. And you guys got really personal. Matthew Quick is probably at this point, I don't know, you're known for a lot of things, I'm sure, but Silver Linings Playbook was an Oscar winning book that was turned into an Oscar winning movie. And I personally had a great attachment to that movie. I love Bradley's character. I love the humanity you brought. And I think you brought something that a lot of people in this world, they deal with, is trying to be authentic in a very established and strong personality family. And you did it really well. The interesting thing is you did it years before you got sober.
Yeah.
It was interesting to hear your whole journey because it sounds, I could almost think of the character. And you said you didn't necessarily write a character based on you.
Yeah.
But you did say something interesting I think is kind of cool, is that sometimes by writing fiction, you can be yourself hiding behind a character. You would later get sober. You dealt with a lot of depression. And as you got sober, did you look back at that script and that the way that movie came out and find anything from the character that you had written that you might have been ignoring along the way? Does that make sense?
The movie and the book are different, you know? So Bradley's character is largely influenced by David O. Russell's writing, you know? And Pat in the book is a lot more introspective. He's a lot more introverted. He is less connected to his friends around him. And one of the things that I look back on that time, and particularly that novel, was how much my misconceptions about the world, my alcoholism, they were defenses that were designed to keep me feeling safe, but they also kept the love out, you know? So there were a lot of people in my life at that time that I feel really wanted to help me and love me, but I didn't know how to let that in. And I think Pat, particularly in the novel, but in the movie too, he has this woman who wants to dance with him and love him, and he just keeps mm-hmm. running away from her, you know, which is really
like literally running away.
Uh-huh. And he's obsessed with his ex-wife who wants nothing to do with him. So he creates this fantasy that is designed to prevent him from having love in the present tense. And I think that was something that was going on with me in a really intense way. You know, even when I was teaching, there were these older men in the building who were teachers that they were my drinking buddies. And I looked at them as, you know, these guys I drink with and watch sports with. But as I've gotten sober, I recall all these conversations of them encouraging me to write, them taking me aside and making sure I was all right. Like when I was depressed in school, them saying like, "Hey, are you doing all right? You know, do you want to go out?" And it's this different lens now that I look back on that and saw that, you know, I was yearning for this father figure. I had this father hunger, and there were all these men in my life that were raising their hand and saying, hey, like, we want to love you. Like, we want to care about you. But because I was so wounded and I was drinking, and I didn't see that for what it was. And I've actually, in my sobriety, gone back and written letters to these men and reconnected with them. And in a sober way, we were able to have an intimacy that I think they were offering to me in my 20s and 30s when I was drinking, but I was too numbed out to allow that to happen. And so it's been wonderful to reconnect with people in my sobriety and in my humility, and to honor those attempts that were made in some cases 20 years ago, and to see them instantly bloom into affection, love, camaraderie, intimacy, and realizing in a very humbling way that it wasn't the world, it was me. Like, I was the one that was preventing mm-hmm. this love from coming in. So that's the first thing that comes to mind.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
You know, you and Laura talked a lot about mental illness, and I'll just throw, you know, sort of addiction in, how it was perceived in 2008 and how it's perceived now. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, 2008 is when I got sober. One of the reasons I loved the story of Silver Linings is the relationship, because I met Laura the first year, the first day,
the first hour
in a treatment center. And
Yeah.
Fate. And we've been together for almost 15 years now. Yeah.
Congrats. That's beautiful.
And so I was cheering for them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I was fully cheering for them. And I, you know, like, so much of Hollywood takes that situation and turns it negative, because I think they think people prefer that story. My belief is that people are more attached to the success stories in sobriety and in recovery from, you know, mental illness and depression primarily. And how do you think that that's changed? How do you think we've embraced mental health in the last, say, what has it been, 12 years now, 14 years since that book came out?
The first thing that comes to mind is, you know, when I talk to young people, you know, and I've written YA books, so a lot of young people write me letters, and even some of my nieces and nephews, they'll just come up and say, hey, I'm in therapy, you know, and there's no shame, you know, it's like, pass me, you know, a piece of paper. They say, there's just no shame at all. And it's remarkable to me, but I have to say, I'm like envious of them. because when I was 18, I couldn't even say I felt depressed, let alone like talking to a therapist. There was no way I was going to do that. And even if I had done that, I would never been able to talk about it. So, you know, I see that's a really positive shift. I also think too that men have been given a lot more permission to be intimate with each other. And, you know, guys that I met in the 90s where we only talked about football and beer, in middle life, we're now talking about our mental health. We're talking, like, some of my best friends routinely say, "I love you" to me whenever we talk. Mm. That would have seemed insane to me. I would have been afraid of that in the 90s. Like, I wouldn't have been able to cope with that. So I think that's a really positive shift too. I think men are incredibly hungry to have these conversations. And in my experience, when you open that door with most men, they take that opportunity and they're very grateful for it. And so I think that it snowballs, right? So, you know, one person gets brave, one person risks intimacy, and then that spreads and it helps somebody else. And so that's what I've really seen in my life, this silent struggle in the 90s and the early 2000s seems ridiculous to me now. Cause you know,
I know, right?
I'll go on TV and talk about my mental, I talk on radio, but in the 90s, I wouldn't even have told my best friend. I couldn't even talk to my wife about it. So I think that's radical change in such a short period of time. And I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's works like yours. And, you know, I think it is that, idea that taking something that's difficult and learning from it and sharing it with someone becomes the bottom line, as opposed to the shame and trying to hide it away because it doesn't fit into a narrative that makes people comfortable. You know, I just love the way you share about it. I love your perception on yourself. Now, I will just quickly ask, how long have you been in the Outer Banks?
Coming up on 9 years.
Right on. Do you love it there?
Yeah, we do love it. It's rapidly changing since
I would imagine.
Yeah, like most places. So it's in flux, and that makes a lot of local people very, very nervous. So
yeah. I lived in a lot of small towns, and any growth, you know, change is inevitable, but it is challenging at the same time. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. You guys have to check out the episode. and his new book. I did want to talk a lot about your writer's block and then writing a book. And what did you say? It was 6 weeks you wrote this book, We Are the Light?
Yeah, well, after doing, you know, years and years and years.
Years and years of block. Yeah.
And also trying to write the book for several years, so.
Yeah, so please listen to yesterday's episode. It's a great story. And Matthew, thank you again for coming on the show. We really appreciate you. And we'll come find you.
Yeah, please do. Please do. And it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too. And speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible. And we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day. That's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves and particularly the what, hun?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hun?
Cute Booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen!
Yeah, so fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on a Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.